started out her way in northwest London, Thursday, 18th of Tishri, 13th of October, Avotar Akiva Rosenfelder, Katusse Meftas Shiro.
Right. Ez a Simon, ez Vikvádet Szögi a Katusse Meftas Shiro. So the Mishnah in Sukkah, Perek Shlishi, brings two cases, a little above an Asherah, which is true use for Avodah Zarah, which Mishael Skibish Aretz, there was a special chiyuv to burn these Asherahs, and a little above an Idachas, which is also needs to be burnt. So these Lulavim are possible, and the Gemara says, even the Avodah, if you use the Lulavim, it's still Layosa. What's Pshat? Because Ketusi Mecht Asherah. So the Chargan's word Kosis, it literally means that the Asherah is crushed. So what does that mean? So Rashi there says that Lulav Tzorach Shir, Lulav needs a Shir, the Gemara says later it needs to be for Tvachim. V'hai command the Mechta Shiri, kim de l'sefer koi. Since this Lulav needs to be burnt, so it's as if the Shir is crushed. So that hasn't really helped us, the Chara, to understand what exactly does this mean. Ketus Mechta Shir, you have a Lulav here, which is the full Shir, maybe more. And why can't you use it? It's you haven't burnt it yet. So this inyan is brought up in many places in Shas. For example, in Oshana, the Gabi Shofar as well, Shofar and Enidachas, also is possible. For the same reason, Ketusim Echta Shiro. And there Rashi says, Ketusim Echta Shiro, though this Shofar Koi, it's going to be burnt, the Kesorif Domi, as if it's already burnt. Shofar Bari Shiro. So there Rashi adds Kesorif Domi, the reason why it's possible is as if it's already burnt. This idea is brought out even further in Rashi and Chulin, Agave using off of Anei Anidachas for Kisei Adam. Rashi that says, Kim de l'Sheifa Kaima, Kola Oimi l'Sorif, Kesorif Domi. Hilkoch bin Shiro Arud, the Ketusi Mechtas. Since Kola Oimi l'Sorif, Kesorif Domi, so this sits as if it's already burnt, and it doesn't have a Shir. The Chulin means it's like ash. The Gemara there says, otherwise you can still use this for Kisei Adam, because Kisei Adam, you don't need it. Even something else is burned, you can still use it to cover Adam. You just need the offer. So it's not as if, we're not saying that it's as if it doesn't exist anymore, but it's as if it's changed, nishtane, that it's now considered like ash, and that's why you can't use it. Now the Chori Rashi is quoting the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon in Menachos. This is Rabbi Shimon's Shittu, who holds that Kolam Nisov Kisov Tomi. But the Rabbonon argue, and the Chori we follow the Rabbim, and we follow the Rabbonon. So how can Rashi say they say that Ketusi Mecht Asherah is Rabbi Shimon that we view as if it's already burnt? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that really Rashi isn't referring to Rabbi Shimon, it's just saying that Ketusi Mecht Asherah is this idea that it's already burnt. Or it could be Taka Rashi Paskin's like Rabbi Shimon there. Not like other Rishonim. But the Rambam, we can't say this in the Rambam. The Rambam clearly Paskin's like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Shimon. And yet, the Rambam brings the Yisrael of Ketusi Mecht Asherah. So we see that Ketusi Mecht Asherah is not the Yisrael of Rabbi Shimon, it's something else. So what then is it? Tosis as well, Tosis in Saita, Dav Chafei Amaveis, also says that the Gavi Ketusi Mecht Asherah, Afilu Rabbanon Moidu, Shemdus HaNorim. Rabbanon HaMoide. But not that this is a Yisrael of Rabbi Shimon, it's a different Yisrael. And this is also brought out clearly in the Ran, in Git. In the Ran, it's talking about a Get written on the Yisrael HaNor. And Ran said, the Gemara says this is kosher. And Ran says that is b'chol Yisrael HaNor kom. You're talking about all Yisrael HaNor. Afar gav de Ketusi Mecht Asherah. Even something like get from an Asherah or Yanidachas, which needs to be burned, even that which is chayv to be burned, and therefore you would have the problem of Ketusi Mecht Asherah. Now yichbas non ela b'midi de boi Yisrael. That's only a problem in something that needs a Asherah, k'shofa v'lulav. U'mi v'oysan sh'tzvichin nispam el ha'olam. About something which is chavdi burnt, leman the armor kolayim and nisoif kesorif domi. Lefi Rabbi Shimon who holds kolayim and nisoif kesorif domi, mashma delay have a get, the command the less nidomi. For you, Rabbi Shimon, this taka would not be a get, it would be possible because it's as if it doesn't exist. But he's saying, lefi us, lefi the rabbanon, where we don't say it's as if it doesn't exist. The only problem is, tusi mecht ashuri, but that, the Ran is saying, is not that it doesn't exist, it's still here. And then that's the only problem with something that needs a shear, because it's as if it doesn't have the full shear. So then what is that part? What is it then? If it's not burnt, if it's as if it's, we've still got the chifetz here, so why doesn't it have the right shear? Well, what is ketusim echtas shuri? So the Gemara in Irvin discusses a lechi and the mokeru are built from an asher. Lechi and kuru is at the end of a mova, you need a hekel. Mova is a road off for Rishus Arabim. And with Rabbanon, it's smilted to carry only if you, it's Rishus Arabim, it's also to carry. With Torah, it's smilted to carry there. With Rabbanon, it's also unless you put a lechi or kuru as a hekel between the mova and Rishus Arabim. A kuru is a beam on top, it needs to be a tefach wide. And needs to be able to strong enough to hold the brick. And the lechi is just a post, which is 10 tefachim high, but has no other shurim, doesn't need any width, any specific width or depth, just the height. And the Gemara there says, you can make a lechi from an asher, even though it's meant to be burnt. The one who says, who holds that we can even make a kura from an asher, Koshkein lechi, says Rashi, because lechi, they know shear l'roch be'over. It doesn't have any shear for the width and the depth, only the height. So that's koshkein that you can make the lechi. But Amar Doma lechi, Reb Chiya Rashi holds that you can make a lechi from an ashera. Kuri loy, kuri not, why? Ketusim echta shuri. Rashi explains, Aval kuri ro tzricha tefach, lekabel ariach, it needs it to be a tefach wide to be able to hold a half brick. And also needs the strength to be able to hold this brick. So as if it burns, it doesn't have a shear, so you can't make a curry because it won't hold the brick because it's burnt. If it's burnt already, it won't hold the brick. The obvious question is, which Tosis asked, that lechi, very nice, it doesn't need the depth and the width, but it needs a height. So how does it help? So Tos give two answers. One, the first answer is that in Achinami it needs a height, but since it's a small shear, that means since you only need a height but you don't need the width and the depth, so we'll make it. And the second answer he brings over Avram, who explains that if you would stick the pieces of Mayamad Beik Haktisim Mekoso Avilechi, if you would stick the pieces to the wall, that would be good enough for a lechi as long as it won't be blown away. And he says further, "Ve'in haksha is mehal the pasdin on ulav shel asherah. Afilu biyom tevsheni is posel the mashma the command the lesser dummy. And even though ulav shel asherah is posel on yom tevsheni as well, where you don't need the shear. So that sounds like ulav shel asherah is considered as if it doesn't exist at all, and therefore it's posel on yom tevsheni even when you don't need the shear. There, that's different. Gavi ulav shel mitzvah achmiu." What Tosis is saying here, that Tosis is bringing about a different gedel or ketusim echta shir. That it's not as if we view it as it is, if it's nothing, as if it's ash. But it's as if it's now been burnt down into a few pieces, crumbled, and now you've got just pieces left. But those pieces you can use for lechi because you can stick it to a wood. So there we have, so that's another mahalach in ketusim echta shir. They're not that we view this chifetz as if it's now transformed into ash, but that's just crumbled and fallen apart into many different pieces. Problem is that still wouldn't explain the Ran, because the Ran says that a get is kosher. Why? Because it doesn't need a shear. Even though ketusim echta shuri, because a get doesn't need a shear, it's fine. As long as you have the get here. So that if we would use this mahalach in ketusim echta shuri, what does that mean? That it means that we now view it as if it's in bits, and a get, which is in many pieces, isn't a good get. It wouldn't be kosher because the Shulchan says, the pasuk says, "Sefer krisus, one sefer, not a few svarim." Yeah, and pasuk says, "Don't have the tzura of a shtar if it's in pieces." So the Ran clearly doesn't go with this mahalach that ketusim echta shuri means that we view as if it's in pieces. So what does the Ran hold? So Marosh Shiva of Tzvika Shalevsky explained that the two tzadim here, if you don't follow Rashi's mahalach is that ketusim echta shuri means we view as if it's burnt already and it's ash. If you don't want to say like Rashi, if you don't want to say like Rabbi Shimon, I view as if it's burnt already, so what would you say? You would say the reason why it's a problem here by something that needs a shear is because there's no more chashivas. The chivas has lost its chashivas, because it's with you as if it's been burned already. And therefore, and the shir, the whole shir, the whole inning of a shir is a chashivas. So we need this chiv to be said in the shir, certain chashivas. So if we view as if it's already been burnt, it's lost its chashivas. And there's two ways that this can be brought about. Either we look at that it's been burnt and fallen apart, maybe halfway through the burning process. And that causes it to lose chashivas because it's got no more usage. There's no ishtamshus to this chiv. If it's fallen apart, you can't use a shofar which is in pieces, and you can't use a lulav which is in pieces. Another way is that even early on we can view it just as if it's been thrown in the fire and it's starting to get burned, it's still whole, and there already it's lost its chashivas because it's omid l'sarif. It's about to get burned, it's in the fire already, it started burning. So already then, that would pass away. And the Aruch HaNer Tak explains this way in the Rambam and the Ravid, and he says that the whole chiyuv, when you have an asherah, the chiyuv to burn it, is the chiv on you is put in the fire. As soon as you put in the fire, you've done your chiv. The chivitz is still there, though. Chivitz still, it takes time to burn. But that is the whole chiv put in the fire. And already then, you've parted your chiv to burn it. And it's only burned a little bit. But the whole chivitz is still there. So in the this is how you could explain the run. Therefore, when you have this get is as if it's been thrown in the fire. But it's still there. Just if it would need a shear, that would be a problem because it's lost its chashivas. There's no shear anymore. It started to be burnt. But because the get doesn't need a shear, so it's fine as long as you've got the whole get there. So that's good enough. So there's three mahochim. And with this way of explaining k'tus mer hashir, this machlok saying k'tus mer hashir with these three mahochim, you can understand the Piskei Rid. Piskei Rid brings that by Truma Tameo, which if you want to get rid of it, you need to burn. But you can have an off from burning it, so you can use it, let's say, as fuel for your stove to cook or to heat up the room. You can have an off. So there, the Piskei Rid says, it's not shach to say mech tashuri, because it's mutter bar no. But something like Olo, which you have, which you burn.
Shir for what, though? What are you trying to get a shir for there?
It's no shir. He's discussing the problem of Truma. His question is why the Gemara brings another reason, a different reason why Truma Tumeo is possible. He says, why should the Gemara not say it's possible because of Tisi Mechta Shiri? So he says, maybe by Esrogo of Truma Tumeo. So he says, Tisi Mechta Shiri is not Shaykh by Truma Tumeo because you can have Anor when you burn it. Whereas by something like Ola, let's say Esrogo of Ola, so there, you could say that you do have the shver why the Gemara didn't use the reason of Tusim Mech Tashire, because is Shach Tusim Mech Tashire by Chum by Ola, something that you don't have an hour from burning it. So if we would say that Piskei Rid understands that the problem with Tusim Mech Tashire is that it's transformed into ash, we view as if it's already burnt. So then, well, what room is there to be mechalik between Chum and Ola to? Why does it make a difference if you can have Hano, if it's meant to have Hano whilst burning it? Either way, this is meant to be burnt, so if you as if it's ash. And if you want to...
Orla, you're not allowed to burn, sorry, to clarify. Orla, you're not allowed
to burn. Orla, you burn. Both of them are also by Hano.
Also by Hano, right.
The way to dispose of them is by burning. Yeah. Shumot Tumeo, you're allowed, it's meant to burn Hano whilst burning it.
Oh,
so you can burn it too, and you can cook by that fire. Whereas Orla is also by Hano whilst burning. So, but if you understand now, if you explain that in this, like the first tzad we said, if you look at this, it's a problem that you've lost the chashivas. It's got no more chashivas because it's meant to be burnt and it's broken up. And the problem there is that there's no ishtamshus. So then you can understand the Piskei Rid that by Truma Tumeo there is still a ishtamshus, even though you need to burn it, but you can use it while burning it. So that's your Ishtamshah, so there's no problem there with Tusi Mech Tashuri. Whereas, by something that you can't have Hano while burning it, then there's no Ishtamshah anymore. Because it's meant to be burnt, you can't use it anymore, it's lost its Chashivas, and that's why we would have the problem with Tusi Mech Tashuri. That's interesting, the Kudu Meiri brings these two Mahochim, brings Shidas Rashi, who he goes with that Tusim Mech Tashir is that it's as if it's burnt already and it's as if it's now ash. He brings another Mount, the Mount Omer. He says that it's just as if it's burned up into pieces. He says, nafkamina there is whether you can use it for schach. So if you view it as if it's burned up into ash and it's ready, completely gone, so it's possible schach because you can't have ash as schach. As if you view it just as if it's broken up into pieces, so that you could use for schach as long as you still have tzilosa mumi chamosa, that would be fine. But summarize, we now have three mehalchim in Ketusim Echdashir. Shidas Rashi is, and the Ritva as well, that Meiri, that we view at this chavis as if it's already burnt and it's now transformed into ash. And then if you don't follow Shidas Rashi, we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, so you don't say we view as if it's burnt already. So the problem is that it's lost its chashivas, either because you say that it's look as if it's halfway through the burning process, that it's falling apart now and there's no ishtamshus, you can't use it, so it's lost its value. Or because even earlier than that, just as soon as it's meant to be burnt, so it's lost chashivas because it's omen isarif, even if you still view the chefetz as whole, it's lost its chashivas because it's as if it started burning. So I'm not sure.
Wooden branches, you've got branches that have been burnt after a, in a forest fire. Right. Yeah.